Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Like us, we're quite needy, and comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You stupid son of a bitch!
So I was at a sports bar in Iowa this weekend, because that's how I roll, you know. And I'm walking to the pisser, and these couple young guys sit at the bar. The guy kind of leans back to me and goes, "Hey, stupid son of a bitch." And normally you'd be mad at a bar, but he was referencing Craig Evans and the program. Said, "I love the show." I said, "Good, I thought you'd just call me a son of a bitch." So I walked back. I could tell right away he was smiling. Most people don't smile when they say, "You stupid son of a bitch." Right. I mean, well, we do, but we do it in here. But I mean, if you're in public and somebody calls you a stupid son of a bitch, it's not a smiley thing.
Usually not.
I said, "Oh, yeah, thanks, man." I said, "You call me stupid son of a bitch." I said, "Thanks." Petey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, man. You going to enjoy Carson Wentz as your quarterback?
Sounds good, doesn't it?
I love the day that Foles, we'll talk about this more during the sports, but Foles should be paid even now.
Yeah, I mean, we thought the Vikings had kind of a sticky quarterback situation. The Eagles got some things to figure out.
And, you know, and I just – he brings you your first championship ever, played great. Now, I don't care how great Wentz is. I understand he might have been the MVP if Wentz wouldn't have got hurt. But the fact is, he did get hurt, and he did not win the Super Bowl for him. Foles did.
And played great.
I mean, he didn't win it like, you know, Manning did, which is not doing it wrong. Yeah. I love Manning. Don't get me wrong.
No, but you're right there.
He won the game.
Yeah.
I mean, he scored 41 points with his passes.
Played great.
And he played great the game before.
Yeah, he played great.
Indeed.
When the Vikings decided, well, we're going
to... And be careful what you ask
live
for.
Live or die by Nick Foles. It will make Nick Foles beat you. And they both took that tack, and Nick Foles beat them.
So what do you do?
And Nick Foles
beat the Patriots. Nick Foles doesn't want to be a backup, and he shouldn't be a backup anywhere.
Well, he was comfortable with it, and now he probably will be uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, he wants
to. Oh, they're going to get calls. They'll get calls, and they'll end up trading him to somebody.
Yeah, which will be really crazy. Tell me a starting quarterback that won a Super Bowl in dramatic fashion is not with the same team the next year because he got traded.
Entirely possible.
Now, the Eagles, be careful what you ask for. He goes, "I understand Wentz is your future, but who knows? You got to win a Super Bowl. It's all about winning a Super Bowl. It's not about wins and losses. It's about winning Super Bowls."
Think how crazy that is.
So I know.
Their quarterback during the regular season could have been the regular season MVP. Their quarterback in the Super Bowl was the Super Bowl MVP.
Right.
And they're different people.
Right.
The same position on the same. I mean, it's like a crazy story.
Right. And I know cocky Eagle fan. I mean, I'm glad they won, but cocky Eagle fan, Wentz will win us five more. This guy won you one.
And how old is Nick Foles? I mean, he's got a lot of he's got a lot of career
he's
left.
Late 20s.
Early
30s. Yeah, 28-ish.
Totally fine, man. He looked great.
He did look great. If you told me I could have Carson Wentz or Nick Foles, I would definitely go for the Wentz side of that, though. So I understand where Philly fans coming from.
Well, what do? You can't. You got to pay the guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Or get something for him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think.
And trade him out of your division.
Right.
Or trade him out of the NFC because you're going to have to face his ass.
I think you tell any team they could get a second or third round draft pick for their backup quarterback.
I just think it looks
take
bad.
That in a heart.
Getting rid of your quarterback.
Well, I think you just
got to win Super Bowl. Getting rid of him is stupid.
Carson Wentz probably grew up a Viking fan because he's from
That's what I tweeted out there right away. I said, Wentz going to go to the Vikings?
Just give Carson Wentz to the Vikings. Yeah. That's where he wanted to be in the first place.
You could use that. No guarantee Wentz wins one Super Bowl.
No.
I mean, granted, he's great. No guarantee.
You know, the Eagles did a great job with personnel. Obviously, they had a lot of injuries on defense, right, too. So to be able to still win the Super Bowl the way they did, their personnel
is
great.
Thank you, Eagles. You
know, but they got to do it. They got to do it again.
Saving America.
It's tough to keep these kind of teams together.
Yes, it is. Mr. Evans?
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
I walked down the hallway. I was going to not give the guy crap because he's a nice dude, but I was going to say, hey, tough loss last night.
Hang on.
But he wasn't there.
We're going to go live to Philly where Dr. Mina is climbing up some Crisco soap telephone pole.
Well, she does that every Monday.
Lighting bonfires as we speak.
Yep.
Is the city blowing up?
Are you rioting?
Oh, the city was pretty crazy last night.
I bet it was.
I'll bet.
There were actual... I mean, I was going to joke that, you know, the reason I'm late calling this morning is because I tipped my car and then the poor Lyft driver had to dodge bonfires on the way here. But there were actually bonfires.
Where's their bonfires, man?
Oh, yeah. There was video of, like, fires in the street. They won. I don't understand.
I know.
Well, it was going to blow up either way. But the local media in Philly must have been just everywhere showing all this stuff, right?
Any of this happen in the affluent suburbs?
No, there were firecrackers and some, like, you know, I could hear where we live, which is out in the suburbs, but it's a very different mix of people when you get out to at least where we live, because it's a lot of faculty members, and they come from all over the country, and all over the world.
No, I'm familiar with hardcore Philly. Did South Philly blow up, man?
Yes, it did.
I bet it did. Must have been crazy down there. Anybody hurt? Was anybody hurt? Like, that's what I'm always worried about, somebody getting killed or hurt.
I just got to the hospital.
I mean, somebody gets killed every night in Philly.
What's going on in the ER? I'm sure the ER is busy.
Are you still waiting for the ER, right? Some guy with a pole up his ass. Yeah.
But, I mean, it was amazing how the entire country came together to become big Eagles fans.
Oh, my God. And you know, not really a lovable franchise at all.
No,
and the whole,
not at all.
The whole world, except for our buddy Tony, who's a Cowboy fan, so he's rooting for the Patriots. I said, how could he even do that? I know NFC fans were rooting. People that hate the Eagles were rooting for the Eagles. They were.
Yes. Got together with some family members, and some of them were Redskins fans. We're like, we hate the Eagles, but we will be cheering for the Eagles.
Yeah, Redskin fans, exactly.
Hatred brings people together.
It does bring people
together.
It crosses
lines.
It's funny how that works. We've been seeing a lot of that lately, I think.
There's a lot of, you know, I hate to put this, I think there's a smaller part because they've been around forever winning the Patriots, but there's a lot of memes going out because, you know, Trump and Brady are buddies for like 15 years. There's a lot of photos going around, those two smiling. And that doesn't help the image of the Patriots either for that.
No, it doesn't. And,
especially from an area that really doesn't like his politics. I mean, New England is a pretty liberal area. They don't like Trump now.
Especially Boston.
Boston, right. But
very, very liberal.
So the rest of us don't. If we see Brady, we don't like him anyway. And we see Brady hanging out with Trump. And then we just hate the Patriots in general. So you don't know what's happening at the emergency room yet?
I can only imagine what's happening at the emergency room right now. Yeah. Actually, what will happen is we'll get a lot of it was a very exciting game, actually. There'll be a lot of heart attacks, chest pain, and then, you know, alcohol, intoxication, alcohol withdrawal, burn injuries, cut injuries, punch injuries.
That's just this show from the weekend, by the way.
and then, as someone said, pretty much a normal weekend in Philadelphia.
I love that, a normal weekend in Philadelphia.
Your hospital is a trauma center as well?
Oh yes, it is. Okay. It's a level one coordinated trauma center.
Okay,
so
you got to dig for. You won't have to dig too far, but when you find out a specific story, please let us know.
Yeah, without violating any HIPAA laws.
She doesn't.
I will let you guys know. But no problem. So there were actually.
I'm getting some questions.
Stuff. Okay. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I'm still not caught up, but good Lord, I felt like I needed to. So first of all, there was some story, and I don't know where this came from, of 96 pills in someone's rectum. And they questioned.
That's how
what
Todd got back from Phoenix, by the way.
Yeah, and then he slowly sang the song, 95 pills in someone's rectum.
Actually, it would be.
Get
so
one
slow.
Down, pass it around. No, you keep that one.
All right. 94 pills in someone's rectum.
I don't recall. I love singing that song. I love singing that song.
I don't remember the story. So.
We sang it at camp as kids.
What are the details of the story?
I don't remember either, but obviously
I don't remember.
Somebody was smuggling pills.
I know was the question was, what would happen if those pills dissolved in, you know, basically in your rectum.
Right.
And first of all,
they were opioids, right?
Oh, were they?
I don't remember what they were.
I don't remember what they were.
I
don't remember.
Why would you shove them up your butt unless they're opioids? That just stuck to the tape. I mean, they wouldn't have been Advil. You don't smuggle Advil.
Well, not there.
Well, I don't know about you, but...
I put two in there. I'm not 94. My butt hurts.
So first of all, a lot of pills may not actually dissolve. You would have trouble holding that number of pills for long enough to break down the coating, because a lot of pills have a coating that has to break down, like with the stomach acid or something like that, which is just not present in the rectum.
Yep.
But if it actually was something that could break down...
Your rectum.
Oh, you said rectum.
Yes, exactly. If it was something that could break down, and if it was opioids, that actually is a true medical emergency.
Got it.
That person may not, very likely would not be alive as a result of that.
Right.
So, I'm sorry?
I said correct. That doesn't sound like it's conducive to life.
No. I mean, and this is why when we have the drug smugglers who will put, like, you know, condom packets of drugs, and they will carry them, you know, they'll put them into their rectum. And if those break, that's it. They're game over, and so it's very dangerous to try and get these packets out, because you don't want to tear them.
No.
You don't want anything to break and get into the system at that concentration at that much. There was a list of what was in Tom Petty's system when he passed away. Oh my gosh, it was just a ton of stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a ton of stuff, which is just a gentle reminder to folks that, you know, if you have an underlying health problems, and he did, from what I understood, he had emphysema, which is a lung issue. And
he was playing the last half of
the emphysema
tour.
Is what killed him.
No,
yeah.
I think it was the fractured hip, which became
a
broken hip.
And he also had heart disease, and
he had heart disease.
So all
of
these things.
And all the opioids on top of that killed
you. And he had a previous heroin addiction, and he was eating these pain pills for the last half of the tour.
You cannot, you know, I know that he had both narcotics, and he had anti-anxiolytics, benzodiazepines. So those decrease your rate of breathing, both of them, and their central nervous system acting. If there is a reason that they are prescribed at the amount they are with the time interval that they are for pain. And if you're having more pain, you need to talk to your doctor, not just say, oh, I'll just take two or more, or, you know, I'll self-prescribe these, because there are reasons why they are prescribed at the amount that they are with the time interval in between them. So it was very sad to read that. Also a reminder that, you know, there's some question about Craig was beating cancer and stopping smoking, and he beats an addiction every day.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yes. Yes, we are. Yeah, we are.
No!
He beats it every day.
Oh, don't even start, okay?
You started.
Pie hole. You brought it up.
Craig could actually go outside and smoke every day, but he doesn't. So he's actually beating his smoking addiction every day. That's
a good point. And don't underestimate how difficult that is.
Yeah.
I have had vets who are multi-drug addictions who will tell me that stopping smoking was the single hardest thing they ever had to do.
Right.
It was the hardest addiction to overcome. So every day that people go not smoking a cigarette is a good day. That is a triumph.
That's a notch on your belt there, Craig.
That is.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Okay, good. That's a good one.
Good.
That's tough to do. That's tough for you to
do. Just like beating cancer.
Shut your pie.
Well, avoid addiction, he beat easily because he just didn't know he had it.
Well, but the beating the cancer, that's tough. He did that.
I don't know what you guys were talking about, but I wrote down ostomy bag execution. Something about shooting ostomy bags.
Now, that's a band name. I don't care what anybody says.
You do not want to aim for the ostomy bag, a shooting execution.
A guy wanted a firing squad, and I don't know why, he had a colostomy bag. Yeah,
just as a reminder, there's no pee coming out of that. An ostomy bag, that's different.
We were saying the guy should aim for that on the guy. The guy might have been in
bad shape. Yeah. You really don't want to aim for that.
Aim for my bag.
That is a mess and a whole lot of smelly. You don't want to go there. And then there was a story that Craig did about the weekend effect in the hospitals. That people worse outcomes with people who are admitted during a weekend or discharged during a weekend.
Is it less staff? Is that the reason?
It is, and it's not just less. It's not just less physicians, and it's not just less nurses. It's less staff across the board. You've got decreased radiology staff, lab staff, transport staff, all the procedure staff, everybody. I mean, it's a weekend.
But why I realize it's a weekend, but hospitals are. They don't seem to be. They seem to be like fire companies.
So,
they should. So they should not. Why are they treating like weekends?
Yeah. No, but that's my point. Is that we've known about this for a while, and there are a lot of corrective measures in place. This is not a new. I'm hesitating to say phenomenon, but it's not a new phenomenon. First of all, if you're a patient and you're sick and it is the weekend, go to the goddamn hospital.
There you go. Okay, yeah. Like when she gets mad.
But there are a lot of corrective aspects in there that we know if somebody's truly sick, we act as if it's not a weekend. It doesn't matter. We don't care. You know, and as a physician, it doesn't make a difference to us whether it's a weekend or a weekday. We're taking care of our patients exactly the same way. Mm-hmm. But there are some elective things that are just not available on the weekend. So you may wait a little bit longer to get the less emergent procedures done on the weekends.
Yeah, well, I was told in Phoenix, I was talking to a doctor, and, you know, the Phoenix opener, the waste management thing was going on. So all hospitals had their B team. You know, and if you wanted the A team, you're waiting until this morning.
Yeah, but, well, yeah.
Well,
because they're all at the golf tournament.
Yeah.
Oh no. I worked. I basically don't know the difference between a weekend and a weekday anymore. They're all the same.
There's some A team there in a weekend too, I'm sure.
But I am definitely not the A team. So there you go.
You are.
As a reminder, syphilis killed Al Capone and Napoleon. So it's also Napoleon's disease.
Right. Yeah.
And then there was a very disturbing story that was done about parents using bleach to cure autism.
Oh, yes.
So I don't normally condone injury, but in this case, I do strongly feel that any parents or adults that believe that they should force autistic children to drink bleach should themselves be forced in a randomized, double-blind crossover trial of bleach to cure cruel, inhumane stupidity. This is ridiculous.
That's a doctor saying.
Don't sugarcoat it, Doc. Tell us what you really feel.
Good. Why do people fall for this crap? Why do they think that you guys are lying to them? I mean, like when we talk about vaccines, every doctor I know, our old buddy Doc Ed, you, and some, and my personal doctor, they all vaccinated their kids. You are in the belly of the beast. You know what it does.
Yes,
Why would you want to hurt your own freaking kids? You wouldn't.
I have actually had a very close family member this flu season, a friend of the family who passed away. Yeah. I have taken care of young people who have died in the hospital. And watch them die because of the flu, because of preventable vaccines. I've seen children who are paralyzed because or now have permanent brain injury because of preventable diseases that could have been prevented with vaccines.
Yeah.
We do not say this to cause harm. But on the other hand, bleach, I don't even believe I have to say this, bleach, Tide Pods. These are not things to actually ingest, nor should they be used to bleach your butt or your anus or your rectum or any of that.
Every
sort
time
of
they showed Gronk's face with his helmet off on the sideline, I thought Tide Pod. Yeah. Every time, man. Because he's just got such a vacant look, and I hate to pick on the guy because he's a millionaire, who cares? But, you know, I mean, he just is this vacant. I ate a Tide Pod this morning.
He was staring at nothing. He was staring at nothing.
I know.
You know, there are some people who can do that, achieve that level naturally. Right. They don't need any, you know, Tide Pods or bleach or anything like that.
No, and you should also not use the chlorine bleach, the Clorox, you know, that you use
How about
on
for your
clothes.
Butt?
For your butt? No, they make a cream for that.
Oh, for your butt?
It's a bleach cream.
Oh, really? Okay. Do tell, Todd.
But if you want to bleach your butt.
Even then, you can cause damage in that area that can become permanent and is not fun to deal with. So there's no reason. I mean,
to bleach your butt. Unless you're a stripper, you're right. There's no reason to bleach
really
your butt.
Really, no reason. And also, just, you know, the same story. This does not cure cancer. Bleach does not cure cancer. It does not cure Parkinson's. It is truly not anything that should be ingested to cure any type of disease whatsoever.
Isn't that weird you have to say that out loud? Isn't that weird you have to say
I
that
can't,
out loud?
No, I know. Truly can't believe it.
I know. It's crazy,
I just
man.
Can't believe it. You guys brought up a good point. You cannot put your kid in a kennel with a bowl of food. That is also not acceptable. And also something, unfortunately, I feel like we need to say because of interesting stories that have come out in the news recently.
Yeah.
And then finally, there was a question about Gandhi's assassination. And this whole story about Gandhi's old woman cracks me up every time.
Gandhi's old lady.
Gandhi's old lady.
Right. Yeah. Old lady. That's it. Yeah, that's Indira Gandhi. there are actually, unfortunately, the person who assassinated, and we're talking about not Indira Gandhi now, but Mohandas Gandhi was a Hindu extremist, and they do exist. Yeah. They're still there. They're a very right wing group that believes that there should be complete separation between Muslims and Hindus.
They
felt that Gandhi was too nice to Muslims.
Got it.
And I was actually in India when he was when Indira Gandhi was assassinated.
Well, how was it? Did the place go crazy when you were there? Were you afraid?
It was.
Were you afraid?
When was that?
Oh.
What year was that?
Oh my gosh, it was 1980s. I can't remember exact year.
You'd be a kid.
I was a kid. Right. I was a kid. We were traveling. I remember that the whole country went on lockdown. My dad had to shave. He had a beard. He had to shave his beard because of fear of being mistaken. It was a Muslim who'd killed her, I believe, and so for fear of being mistaken as a Muslim. And then there was this absolute strict curfew. I remember it was about 8 o'clock at night, and basically the rule was if you were outside after 8 p.m., they shot once in the air, and then they shot at you.
Whoa, so, that's not cool. That's not cool.
Oh, yeah. My grandmother,
but it was nice that they got the warning shot.
So we traveled during the day.
That was considerate.
I shaved my beard, too, for that in a heartbeat,
man. I remember my parents were very, very frightened. My whole family, extended family, because we were traveling throughout India. We immediately returned back to Delhi and just stayed there the remainder of the trip because of that.
You're young. I forgot about that. I know you're younger, did you remember the Natalie Wood joke?
No.
She's back in the news, when she drowned in 81.
Oh, yes, I did see that she's back in the news.
Okay, this is the joke that happened for the first couple of years. Now it's back in vogue because Puss didn't hear it and he laughed earlier. What's the only kind of wood that doesn't float?
Oh, gosh.
Natalie. There you go. See, Puss did.
There wasn't something else to that joke?
I don't think that was. I think that was it.
There
might have been two or three more jokes.
I've never heard that joke.
Well,
I seem to remember there were a couple other pieces.
It's back in the news, by the way. That's why we're telling all jokes, right?
Oh, there's gallows humor everywhere in the world. Really,
I wanted to inform the young kids that joke was around for a while,
especially
in the early 80s.
Yeah, where you were. There has to be a lot of gallows
humor. Thank you, Doc.
Humor.
Let us know what happens, and let us know if there's an Eagle fan that shows up, with something in his butt, all right?
They're all there right now. I can pretty much guarantee it. Love you guys. Have a wonderful
day.
Love
you too, Doc.
Dr. Mina in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, going to the emergency room this morning. She's a doctor. She'll see it. There's a cheesesteak in your ass. And I'm happy to see you. That's a waste of a good cheesesteak, though. Put it in your mouth.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.